Bobby Elias. We have a great show today. We're going to talk about a lot of things. I got to move around to be in the right place because I hope our reception is good. Give me a few seconds and I will move to a better place. The name of the show is Let's Create a Better World. And we've just been on a few months. We're starting out. We're still promoting ourselves and trying to get out. We're on for a full hour every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And we have a touch of Western flavor to us because we are in the Los Angeles area. As many of you know, PRN is mostly an Eastern, a New York City and thereabouts Eastern area show. So we want to bring a little Western flavor, a little spiritual flavor. Let me tell you what the show is all about. And this show is dedicated to a few special people that I talked to this morning to remind them to hear the show. I'm going to be on for the full hour, mostly myself, to talk about a lot of great things. So I want you to hear this show for the full hour. And there's a good chance we'll do some questions starting at about 2:35 p.m. Eastern Time, 11:35 a.m. Pacific Time. Don't forget the show's on every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. If you like the show, please rate us on iTunes. Also, you can also look at the archives to hear the show again or tell your friends. Our second half hour was in Spanish for a short while. However, my key co-host, Maria Elena Fernandez, had to go out of the country and won't be around. And she did a lot of the work. Of course, I could carry it myself. I've done it when she couldn't do it. But it's a lot of work, so we decided to table that. And I'll come back to it later. I'll be on a full hour. Here's what we're going to talk about on this show, okay? How to make this a better world. Let's create a better world. And here's how we can do that. We're going to have some of the best minds in the world, great, great people, like Ralph Nader, like Barbara Mark Hubbard, like Helen Caldicott, like the best, the gentleman that did the book and the thing, Four Agreements, Don Miguel Ruiz, many, many people. And our show is dedicated for everyone, especially the underdogs, people of color, blacks, Latinos, other people that are poor, people that don't have the women, that are the people that are hit hardest, the 99%. We feel there's a lot of unbalance in this world, and we want to change that. Anyway, let's get to how can we make this a better world. Here's what the show is all about, and I want you to continue to listen to the show. Health. How we can live to be over 100. It can be done, and it's going to be done. In the near future, some people are going to live longer, some people are going to die sooner. Depends on if we change the format of the world with health, the right foods, the right thinking of the mind, a lot of things. That's health. Activism. Especially, now this goes under GMO and the Monsanto situation where our food is being screwed up, is a problem for not only health, but it's also activism. So we're going to talk a lot about that because that's a big, big issue. We're also going to talk about spiritual things, how to be grateful. We need to be grateful for what we have. Every morning I wake up, and the first thing I do is think I'm grateful and thankful that I'm alive. Another day, another beautiful day. I say positive things. I go in the mirror, I say, I love you. I love myself. And I'm just grateful that I'm alive, that I'm well, that I've got a place. This is not, I don't live in Guatemala, or I don't live in Haiti or Iraq or Afghanistan, Somalia. I live in, I'm lucky. I am so blessed. At least I have a home, a place to sleep. I have a car. I have food. I have family. You know, there are a lot of people in this world don't have that. So I'm grateful for what I have. Never thinking about what I don't have. Nothing negative comes up, and I squash it. Okay. The show is also going to be about a lot of other things. Arts and culture. Dance. I'm a dancer. Been a dancer for many years. Yoga. Great. Yoga is so good for the body and mind. Film. Documentaries. Theater. And we're also going to talk about love, tantra, puja, how people should connect, how men should treat women, how women can respond, how we can get along making love, how we can do a lot of things that we don't do currently. going to better our lives and we're going to be just better people. And I'm going to facilitate that with some of the greatest speakers around. Now, let me tell you a little bit about myself, please. And by the way, if you like the show, be sure to rate it on iTunes, tell your friends about it. We're on every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And also, here's my number. I'm going to give my number out to people that have ideas, that have comments. It's 323-770-1925. All right, me, my history, a little bit about me. I grew up very poor in South Central L.A. Parents, my dad was a busboy. My mom, she babysat or she cooked a little bit here and there. But luckily, my mom put me into a great Lego school when I was 1 year old. Well, I actually was tagging along because she was a cook, and the kids were between 2 and 5. But I just kept walking in there, and they finally let me be in the class, even though I was only one. And it was the most wonderful experience because the lady was so spiritual, so beautiful. And so from 2 to 5, I was at All People's Christian Church, and it was just beautiful. We had, I have a class picture, 4 Latinos, 4 blacks, 4 whites, and 4 Asians. How much more diversity can you get? So I grew up in a very diverse neighborhood. And I had asthma as a child. My mom died because of lung cancer. Her mom died at 35. And my mother had to take over the young kids when she was the oldest, 17, because of the U.S. was doing some experimenting, nuclear bomb testing in Arizona. And they picked Arizona because there was nothing but poor Mexicans and Indians. So my mom got this breeze of bad air, and she eventually died of lung cancer. But her mom died at 35. So, and I had cancer as a child. I mean, really bad. I mean, horrible. I beat it, of course. That's why I got into health. I also got into newspaper work. I was the editor of all my school papers from junior high to high school to college. I won lots of awards and became a writer for the L.A. Times. Also was a reporter for KSWB News. Then I became an activist because I saw all these things going on wrong. I heard a guy that became my friend speaking about how Latinos were the front line getting killed more than anybody else in the 70s in the Vietnam War. So I decided to talk to him and said, let's start a committee. Let's start up a... And he said, well, I don't know how to do it. Well, don't worry. I know how to do it. Let's do it. And he said, well, should we have a committee here in L.A.? No, we've got to be national. And they were all over the world. So we did. And it became one of the biggest things going on in the 70s. We were just high school and college kids, young. And, well, we did it. We helped stop the war. We got a lot of notoriety. And it was wonderful. A great experience. Then in the 80s, I stayed as an activist. I worked on campaigns. I worked with the Jane Fonda, helping her husband, with Tom Hayden, running for U.S. Senate. And that's when I became a vegan, a vegetarian, let's say. Jane Fonda had a big party at her house, April 1977. That's 36 years ago. Wow. Time flies, huh? We were all young, and I noticed that all the young girls were all vegans, vegetarians. You should have seen the table. It was just full of the most colorful, most wonderful, beautiful vegetables you ever saw. And I saw that. I was ready to be a vegetarian anyway. I'm ready to go. That was it. That day, boom, from then on, I was it. And I went to all the health shows. I met my first mentor was Dr. Pablo Arriola. He was in Mexico a lot. He was in Italy. He was in Finland. And he was an Italian. But he came to the health shows every year, once or twice a year. There were huge health shows called the Whole Life Expos. One in Pasadena, one in LAX, by the airport. And I talked to him a lot. I bought all his books. He had 25 books on health. He had one for women called Every Woman's Book. I bought a few copies of that and gave it to a few lady friends. So... here's some other of my people that I really, really looked up to. Gandhi. I learned from him how to mediate, how he got the Muslims and the Hindus to make peace. It wasn't easy. But Mother Teresa, she gave to the poor. I still give to the poor. I believe in that. I believe in everything she did. Wonderful. Dr. Martin Luther King, civil rights, how to fight for your rights in a peaceful way. Then later, Malcolm X, how to do it in a more tough way, strong way. Then Cesar Chavez, the great boycott, how to boycott, how to be nonviolent. Wonderful, wonderful models that I listen to. And we all have to have people that we look up to. Then I got into acting. Loved it. Beautiful. I was in a lot of commercials. I was in a few movies, including one with Mario Lopez and one with the great actor in Mexico, Jorge Rivera. They needed me to do a tango show, and I could barely do tango, but I did enough, and I picked up quickly, and I put together some real good scenes. We did a movie on that. Great, great. Great experiences. I went on to stay with health. I became a producer of films, worked with the number one Latino producer in the world, Moctezuma Esparza, who did Selena. I helped him raise money, and I became a co-producer. Did our own film with another guy, and we won a Best Picture at the San Antonio Film Festival. We did that. So I'm so blessed and proud of that. I also became Father of the Year by Latina Magazine because I always had my kids with me. And even though I had marital problems, it worked out. I met a lady named Reverend Grace Hausman. They called her Faith. She was the best psychic in anywhere. Believe me, I worked and worked and asked and asked. I went to her and she told me I was going through a divorce. How did she know? She told me my marital problems and I'd been married about 10 years. Yes. How did she know? She said I had three kids. Oh, good God, I'm just amazed. How in the world did she know that? That my son had brain damage at birth. Now, how in the world did she know that? This woman was so amazing. And show me about my past lives. I know a lot of you out there think I'm crazy and don't believe in past lives, but she earmarked exactly what a life I had in the past. It was right to the letter. I found out later because Rosemary, the Celtic lady, my current psychic friend, who I put on the radio show, told me the same thing of where I grew up and what I did in the past life, of course. So, this show is about all these things, about my experiences, and all the things on this show are going to be wonderful. We're going to talk about health, like I said. Now, I went through a divorce, yes, and then I became a dancer, salsa dancer. I always loved Latin music. When I was two, my older teenage cousins were doing mambo. I watched them, and I joined in, and next thing you know, I'm dancing. By the time I was five, six, I was leading them, and we were doing dance steps. Later, I went into modern dance, and I went around internationally. I became a modern dancer everywhere. It was beautiful. Freedom. Beautiful. I did jazz. I did musicals. I met the greatest people in the world. Fred Astaire people, his people. Some of the great, great names in dance. I met Sammy Davis Jr. The guy that did the movie Singing in the Rain, Gene Kelly. I met his people, too. These guys weren't around, but their people were. Their students, their proteges. So that's the best of the best. And I met three older guys in New York that told me they saw my enthusiasm, my love of mambo. I won a dance contest in New York. And they said they wanted me to carry on the history of mambo and salsa, where it came from, these roots. They told me the story. And only a few people know the story. I know the story. And I want to put it on DVD one day for documents. So health shows is what I do. I go to a lot of health shows now. I still dance. But the two things I'm doing mostly right now are running meetings for Gary Null. It's called the Gary Null Health Support Group. We have meetings. Now we're having them every 2 weeks almost. But we were having them once a month or once every 2 months. And I've been doing meetings for the last 2 years. I did one actually 5 years ago also. And Gary wants me to start a Latino group called the Latino Gary Null Health Support Group. And we're starting that. We're also having our first meeting for the Black Gary Null Health Support Group coming up on, and I'll give you some dates in a while, July 7th on a Sunday, 4 p.m. from 4 to 7 at Stuff I Eat, the restaurant over by Florence and La Brea. I'll give you my number and ways to reach me and get more information on all these things. We're having more meetings coming up. I'll have another meeting possibly July the 30th, which is 8 days from now, in El Segundo at a big hotel. At the Stuff I Eat, we're going to show a vegan film. All the great vegetarians in the world, it's the best film I've ever seen on that subject. So please keep in tune with me and what we're doing. I'm a vegan. I've been a vegan for 15 years. I started out as a vegetarian when I met Jane Fonda and more people. I was ready to go anyway. So I've been there. I've done it all. I'm happy, and I'm excited. And I've got so much energy. It's pathetic. And I'm a young man. I go to the mirror, and some days I tell myself, today I'm 30 years old. Today I'm 35. Today I'm 25. Whatever I want to be. But whatever I say, guess what? That's what I am. Never do I use the word old or elderly or senior or baby boomer. Yes, I'm a baby boomer. So what? Big deal. Doesn't mean a damn thing. All right. So, Gary Null meetings, and they're all on health and spirituality and and activism, mostly about health. We have speakers, we have films. Gary Noel calls in, we put him on Skype, and we have meetings all over the place. We had a meeting last weekend in North Hollywood, combined with the vegan potluck group. 44 people. 4 weeks earlier, we had a meeting in Venice. 46 people. And Gary came on later, towards the end, and talked to us, and we had some great speakers, great show, great, everybody loved it. And I'm on fire right now. I need some volunteers. I need helpers. I can't do this alone. It's very, very difficult. I need to have to send more emails out. I need to make calls. I need to have people at the meeting step up and help me. I need that so badly. So some of you listening, please help me out. Okay, the radio show. Let's talk about that. I have a radio show every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 o'clock Pacific time. And it's wonderful. It's a full hour. We're going to get back to Latino shows in a few months when Maria Elena comes back. But for now, I'm doing the show. For those of you who are just tuning in late, my name is Bobby Elias. The name of the show is called Let's Create a Better World. I'm doing the whole show, and I'll have a call-in come in to ask questions about some of the things that I'm talking about. And starting at about 2:35, make sure, take this number down now and prepare yourself to call in at that time. 888-874-4888. I'll repeat. You can call in after 11:30, 11:35 Pacific time, 2:30, 2:35 Eastern time, or thereabouts, maybe a little after that, after I get off all my things on my chest here, having a great time here. We're going to have questions, comments on what we're talking about, the health shows, the Gary Noel meetings, the dance. I've got a few dancers going to call in about love. Let me tell you what this show is going to be about, making this a better world through health and activism. We're going to talk about how to live to be 120 years. We're going to talk about activism and what we're doing. Right now, the number one activism issue is the GMO, which is also a health issue. The Monsanto people that are screwing up our food. We just won the state of Connecticut. We're going to win California. We barely lost a year ago. We're going to win this time coming up. It's going to go on the ballot again. I think we're going to be able to have. We also are going to talk about solutions on what we can do for all these things. And I'm going to have great speakers, great guests. Solutions on, instead of bashing the world and all these corporations and all these bad people in this world, we're going to talk about them, but we're going to say what we can do to change it. The GMO, for the war industry, for all the bad things. The corporations, my God, it's terrible. Okay, then we're going to talk about spirituality, being grateful for what you have, as I mentioned earlier. Let's be grateful for what we have, not what we don't have. Then we're going to talk about all the arts and the culture. Dance, salsa, tango, swing, ballroom, all the great dances. We're going to have special guests come on. We're going to talk about special events out there. Yoga. I'm in touch with some of the great yoga people. In fact, the editor of LA Yoga, Felicia Tomasco, is going to be on my show coming up soon. Also, we have Brian Pett, our yoga guy. We had a lot of great things to do. We're going to talk about fitness. Then we're going to talk about film, theater, the arts. Then we're going to talk about love, sex, making love, tantra, puja, some of these things some of you may never have heard of. We're going to get into all that. And today, if you want to ask me some questions, I may not have all the complete answers. I'm not an expert, a complete expert on everything, but I know a little bit about everything. All these things I mentioned, at least, and all these things that I'm going to have on my show, you can talk about them. You can have your comments, statements, or ask a question. And we'll have a back-and-forth dialogue. And each question period comes in 3 minutes max. Let's keep it so other people can come in. Again, here's the number to call starting about 2:30 Eastern, 2:35 Eastern. About that time we'll start. And maybe a little sooner, maybe a little later. So stay tuned. Here's the number to call. And you start calling a little before that time slot. And that number would be 888-874-4888. And you can get into the show. And the engineer will just tell him you have a question. Now, the problem is, the last slide problem, say you're there. Just say, hi, I have a question. I'll pause and if anybody out there has a question, the first one that answers gets to talk. Because I have no way of knowing who's on the line. If no one's on the line, nope, no problem. Your studio will keep talking. I could talk forever. And by the way, again, this show is dedicated to some of the new people I met recently, some of the people that I spoke to this morning who have a wonderful, wonderful early get-to-know-each-other rapport. I'm always looking for people. What am I looking for in a woman? Here's a good one for you. What do I look for when I want to meet a woman? Guess what? I don't have a girlfriend. I have partners. I have acquaintances. I go out. But you know why? Because I'm thinking, here's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for somebody that is spiritual, beautiful. A woman that's beautiful inside, heck of the outside. That's bonus. Who's got a beautiful heart, soft, gentle, loving, beautiful, giving. That's who I am. So I want somebody like that. I want a woman that loves to move, exercise, or dance, or do yoga, who cares about the world and wants to make this a better world and wants to do some good things. I do good things. I help a lot of people. I've got 6 people I'm helping right now that have major illness problems. I'm using the Gary Noel Health information to do that. I also feed the homeless. I used to be once every week. Now it's down to once or twice a month. So I'm giving. You have to get. When you give, good things happen. Look at me. I'm getting a lot of good things. Here I am talking to you. Got a radio show, meetings. Look at all the wonderful people I'm meeting. I am so blessed and so happy. So that's what we're going to do. Now, let's see what time it is. In a short while, we're going to start our questions and answers. You can call in, make a comment, make a statement. Here's the number again. Feel free to call. Everybody talks for only 3 minutes. I'll have to stop you if you talk too much. Give me a quick question or statement, and I'll give you a quick answer and or a discussion on dialogue. If it's really good, we may say 4 minutes, but I want to make room for other people. When you call in this number, here's what you do. Once you call the number, I'll pause. Any listeners out there, the first one who says something gets to be on the show and talk to me. The number to call, take this down, 888-874-4888. Now, don't forget, rate us on iTunes. Hopefully you'll give us a good rating, because this show is going to be one of the best. Also, you can hear us on the archives. Tell your friends. This show is for everyone, Latinos, Black, people of color, women, people that have been oppressed by the system, by the corporations, by the common country. We're going to have solutions. We're going to have the great, great people. I'm going to have Barbara Max Hubbard on this show. She is a visionary, supreme, probably the best in the world. Great, great information. We're going to have Ross Nader, who's run for president several times, and being with the Green Party and other groups. He has got so much information about consumer activism and what's going on in the world, everything. Oh, incredible. We're going to have Don Miguel Ruiz, who wrote 4 agreements and the 5th agreement. We're going to get him on. I'm trying to get Luis Hay. She's so wonderful. She has done the best tapes I've ever heard on being grateful, being positive. I did a 2-tape to give them to my friends. Some of you that are listening have gotten tapes from me. Because it changes your life. Stop being negative. Stop letting stress get to you. Those are just thoughts. Those are just things you can just squash so easily by being positive. I don't let anything bother me. I stay so, so positive. I am so, so happy. Okay, our engineer today, I want to thank him. He is great. Producer of my show, Jimmy D, here in L.A. Does so many wonderful things for me. My main co-host, who's gone out of the country, Maria Elena Fernandez. She does most of the shows in Spanish. She's such a wonderful woman that does so many things. I pictured it because she's all like I am, an all-around person that knows a little bit about all these things. And so many more people. I want to thank my friends in the dancing world, my friends in the health world who hopefully are listening. And I want you to continue to listen and tell your friends about this show. Every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. We're in L.A. We're going to give you a Western perspective. The Gary Noel, most of the shows on PRN, Progressive Radio Network, are in the East, New York, New York City. Doctors, spiritualists, visionaries, they come on and philosophers. They're mostly in the Eastern side of the country. Well, guess what? We're in the Western side of the country. So those you need, tune in. You can hear about the West Coast. Some people call it the Left Coast. I call it the most progressive area in the world. The whole coastal area from tip of Canada to tip of Mexico, the best people you'll ever find is the health, activism, lots of things. I have many friends in those areas, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the GMOs. How they had a big march May 25th all over the world. There were about several hundred, 400 actually, events all over the world that demonstrated against Monsanto and GMO. We're going to beat those guys. That's the GMO. And it's helped me. I've got great people. I have people like, and help, my regular is going to be Dr. I'll get that doctor. He plays the health consultant. Arno Garan, who is supreme. We're going to show his film at the vegan get-together on July 7th at Stuff I Eat in Inglewood. We'll talk about that later. At the end, I'm going to give you a few announcements, but we're going to go for the next 20 minutes on questions and answers. We're ready to open up. Ready, everybody? Call this number if you want to get in, and I'll say the word. The number to call one more time is 888-874-4888. Please, some of you that I talked to this morning, anyone that wants to make comments, a statement, we got to be brief to the point, and I'll make mine to the point, and we'll move on to the next person if we get people. If we don't, guess what? Yours truly is going to continue to talk. This show is on every week, so I want you to listen to it. Okay, so our engineer, Greg, the people should be calling in. Is anybody in the line? If so, state your name and what you want to talk about. If not, you'll have to wait for the next person to call. No problem. Maybe I'm a little early. Okay, here we go. Let's talk some more. Spirituality. What is spirituality? It's love. You know, a lot of people are Christians, and a lot of people, their real God is God and Jesus Christ, and that's great. That's good. I have a daughter who's pretty into it. No problem. However, there are things out there. I've been around the world, and I've listened to all the different groups, and they all have something good. Buddhists, Muslims, Hindus. There's so many different things out there. Krishna. More and more. If I miss any, call me up and tell me which ones I miss. There's so many out there. There's so many different groups and people that are. There's the Native Americans. Well, who do they call God? They call it the Great Spirit. They call it Mother Earth. That's their God. You look at the sun. This universe is so wonderful. There's so many good things about the world. Let's talk about nature. We're going to talk about this in the show. Every day I want to go to the little park I go to. I jog, or I run, or I walk. I do power walking. It's beautiful. I sit there and look at the birds. I look at the squirrels. I look at the trees and the grass, and I just soak in the moment. I take my shoes off and walk. I ground myself barefoot on the ground and walk 10, 15 minutes. That's grounding. That brings you back to the earth. We didn't talk about that, but we will. We're going to talk about all these things as we go along with this show. Now, the line is open. If you call the number I gave you, 888-874-4888, you can come in. If anybody's there, speak up, and you can ask me a question or make a statement. If you're shy, you don't want to, no problem. This show is building up. We're getting more and more people little by little. We've only been on a few months, but we're going to carry on. I think we had the potential for a great, great show, great guests, great people. Now let's talk about positive thinking. I gave a few people some tapes on my Louis Tay on called I Can Do It, one of the best tapes you'll ever hear. And that tape tells you how you can be grateful, how you can not think about all the bad things, instead think about the good things, positive thinking. Louis Tay goes into stress, goes into love, into jobs, relationships with people. She goes into all four. So make sure you listen to my show. We're going to have more positive thinking in the next week or two. We're going to talk about some of the meetings we're having for the Gary Miller Health Support Group about being a vegan. We're going to talk about the GMO issue because that's coming up on July 4th. Women are going to march in parades all over the world. The July 4th parades are everywhere, big cities. And these groups of women are going to put together a banner and a group of women who are going to walk. And they're going to talk about womanhood, about how women, babies, how we're being affected by GMOs, geometrically engineered foods. How Monsanto is engineering all the food, putting chemicals and viruses and doing some of the worst things in the food to make it more colorful, to make it more rich, to make it look better, to last longer. But it's scientifically engineered. Do you know what's going on in this world? In Argentina, babies are coming out deformed because of this. GMO. People are getting sick everywhere because of GMO. Did you know that 85% of everything in the supermarket is GMO? It's probably up to 90%. Yeah, Safeway, Vons, Ralph's, Albertsons. Those are markets here in the West Coast. Even in those markets and Food for Less, all those. The majority of stuff there is GMOs. Don't eat it. Here's what you eat. I'll give you a rundown, the best way to eat. First of all, get up in the morning and say, be grateful for what you have. Drink a full glass of water. Take a few minutes break. Then fill up, have a juice, a green juice. Either juice it from fresh farmers market vegetables that are organic, put them into a, mix them up, and then drink them. Or you can get a powder. I use the powder quite a bit because I'm a very busy guy. Gary Noel's got a thing called the green stuff. It's got vegetables. It's got sprouts. It's got wheatgrass. It's got all the things in the ocean. Chlorella, spirulina, dill. The things in the ocean are protecting us from Fukushima. 2 years ago, there was that stuff is all over. That air from that tragedy is all over the world now. It's in the ocean. There are no fish. No fish in the gut. There aren't full of radiation and all the worst stuff from radiation and from what happened. So don't eat fish. You'd be crazy to eat fish. Any kind of fish, anywhere. Because the whole world is contaminated now. Meat? Okay. Most of it's GMOs. Not only that, it's acidic. You want alkaline. You want alkaline water. You don't know what that is? We're going to have a show on that real soon. We're going to teach you what alkaline water is. That's what you want to drink. That's all I drink. Who wants regular water? It's junk. Most of those water bottles you see, 70, 80% of them, maybe more, are come from the tap. These people just want to make money. They don't care about you. They take tap water and put it in those plastic bottles and sell it. People buy it, they think they're getting good water. They're not. The machines, they're not. That's not good water either. Most of this water is acidic and it's bad. You want alkaline water. You can't get alkaline water, you get distilled water. Make sure it comes from the right place. Be careful. We're going to have a show on that in the next week or two, so tune in. Do we have any questions coming in from any callers that want to call us in? Hi, who is this, please? Monica?
Hi, Bob. You hear me?
Hi, who is
Do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Who is this, Monica?
Monica!
Oh, Monica, thank you. Monica comes to our Dairy Note meetings in Southern California. She's a volunteer most of the time. She's wonderful. What's up, Monica?
Well, I just want to say congratulations on your show. I think it's fantastic, and, you know, you've got a lot of information, and we can all, you know, do something in L.A. and, you know, South Bay, and we really need to, you know, turn this place on fire and activism and really, you know, start getting the GMO and, you know, really, you're doing a good job, and now if I can't find you, I know where to turn you on, tune into you.
So you haven't been hearing the show, so I had to call you and urge you to do it, huh? No problem.
You don't have to urge me.
But Monica, one thing you said about L.A. and the South Bay, don't forget, this show goes all over the world. People are listening to the show online. It's the fastest-growing, progressive radio network, the fastest-growing station in the world online.
I know. I listen to Gary Noel in the morning from New York, but I'm in L.A., so now I've got your show, and it's fantastic, and it's just so great to have something local, and I can find out where all the meetings are, and I have a couple questions. I'm wondering if one eats, let's see, what is it? I'm wondering if corn, if it's organic, you can eat it. Is it non-GMO if it's organic?
Make sure it's certified organic, and make sure you get it from either a farmer's market, a reputable one. Make sure that it's not – there's a few companies that are crooks. They're cheaters. They go to downtown at the produce place and pick up junk fruits and vegetables, take them to health show to farmer's markets, and they claim that they're organic, but they're not. These guys are bad people. So make sure you go to a reputable company, check them out, ask the people around there which is the reputable, most reputable company. Ask me. I know who they are. In fact, I go to Santa Monica, the number one farmer's market in the world. I go there on Wednesday afternoon. from Wednesday, Wednesday morning, like I said, 9 to 1 o'clock, or they also, they're a different place, Santa Monica, on Sundays from about 9 to 1 or 1:30. And there's one in your area. There's a bunch of them in South Bay. You're in the South Bay, right?
Yeah,
right?
Uh-huh.
Look them up and go there and pick
yeah,
one.
I do. And another thing, how about the how about the radiation in the ocean? I'm just a real, I'm a native Californian, and I really miss, I ride my bike on the ocean, but I'm used to jumping in the water. What do you think? Do you think we can do that, or is it bad for you because of the radiation?
Then not the best, because you, if you do go in the water in the beach area, for example, make sure you go and shower quickly, and make sure you wipe all that stuff out, because stuff in the ocean, yes, it contaminates radiation. That's why all the many of the fish are dying and are sick, and people that are eating fish are in trouble. Not good. So be careful. I wouldn't go in there. I would prefer going somewhere else. But if you do go in, just stay a short while and make sure you shower. And make sure you check with Heal the Bay. Call them up. I can give you their number later. And they can tell you which beaches are A, B, C, D, F. They grade them. And certain beaches are, for that particular day or week, are bad because there's somebody threw something in there. People are throwing stuff in the ocean all the time. It's so bad.
Oh, no.
So I wouldn't go in the ocean if you paid me. But if you go for a short while. I have a son that's special. He's got brain damage. He loves the beach. So we go in there and go up to his chest and for 5 minutes, and that's it. I'm back up. Anyway.
Yeah.
Great.
Thanks, Bob.
Anything else? Okay, thank you for calling. You're wonderful. And make sure you stay in touch with me and our Getting On meetings. I've had you. You've helped out a lot of times. This past week, you couldn't make it, but we're going to communicate. Thank you. You've been wonderful. And I know you've gone to Gary Noll's retreats. You want to make a quick comment about his retreats and what you learned?
You know, that guy, he has such style. You know, there's nothing, he everything he touches is gold. I mean, his retreat I went to in Florida was paradise. And, you know, anything he does is so classy, and it's worth it. And you'll learn a lot, and you'll really change as a healthy person. I really suggest it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your input. And, you know, if you can't go to Florida, all of you can't go. Thank you again, Monica. You're wonderful.
Oh, see ya. Bye.
Now, if you can't go to Florida and retreat because it does cost money and you got to go across the country, don't worry. Come to a Gary Noll meeting. Call me. Here's my number. Call me and get me on our email list. I'm going to give you some meetings we're having in the near future. Call me at 323-770-1925. Hear this show every week. I want your input. I want you to know what you think of the show, what you'd like to hear on the show. Now, Greg, or out there in radio land, radio listening land, is anyone there that wants to say something? Greg, you let me know when anybody calls in. Anna? Oh. Hello, Anna. Are you there? Okay, she got back. Just butting on me. Thank you. Anna's having trouble with her phone. She's a wonderful lady. She does marketing. She's a lady here in the L.A. area that's doing a lot of great things. And I want to, hopefully she'll call and back. And, I go to all the health shows. I go to health meetings, workshops, seminars. There's so many things all over in West L.A. You know what I feel bad about, Phil? That all the things are in the better areas, in the middle class to above areas. What about the poor? What about black people, Latinos? What about poor white people that live in poor areas or further away from all the activities? They get nothing. You think they have a Whole Foods there? No. Trader Joe's? No. What you have in the South Central L.A. where I grew up right now in East L.A. and all the barrios and the ghettos, for you those who don't know what barrio means, it means a ghetto, but it's in Spanish, barrio, B-A-R-R-I-O. In those areas, what do you have? Some of the bad areas, you've got gangs, killings, mugging, stealing, drug addicts, crack houses. You got liquor stores quite all over the place. You got fast food places all over the place. In the better areas of town, you don't have that many McDonald's. Maybe in Santa Monica, you have to go to the poorer side of Santa Monica to get a Whole Foods, to see a McDonald's. They don't go to the better areas. Walmart doesn't even go anywhere near those places. Who are the good people and the bad people in this world? Well, certainly Walmart is terrible. It's sweatshops. It's where they get their clothes. Great. Is anybody out there? Listeners, are you calling in? The number to call is 888-874-8255. 888-4888. Greg, I'm not looking at the clock, so start the music at about 3 minutes before the hour, and I'll know that we're almost finished. But I do want to make some announcements now. Gary Nolan meeting is coming up. Get your pen and pencil out. You can always call me for more information. I'll leave my number again. 8 days from now, Sunday, June the 30th, in El Segundo at a hotel, we're going to have a get-together from 5 to 8. I'll give you all that information later. Call me, get an email list, or call me for more details. And we're going to have Arnold Garand, one of our health controllers that calls in, and some of his people. They're going to be doing a seminar there. And I believe it is free to the public. Correct me if I'm wrong, Arnold, when you get a chance. Pretty sure it's free. From 5 to 7, they may go to 8 o'clock. He's going to do something earlier, I think from 1 or 2 o'clock for 2 or 3 hours, and that's going to be something different. So call me for details, but our meeting, the Gary Nolan Support Group meeting, will be 5 o'clock Sunday, June 30th, 5 o'clock to 7, please. I'll have the information for you on email and on my phone, and I'll give you all the information when you call it on my radio show early next week, or call me at this number. My number, 323-770-1925. My name is Bobby Elias. Anna, call back. 888-874-4888. Anybody out there in listener land, call me. You want to make a statement, ask a question, have a little discussion. The show is winding down. We have a little time. We're going to have another health meeting, a Gary Nolan Health Support meeting, on Sunday, July 7th in Inglewood. The vegan restaurant, Gary went there to eat once. It's called Stuff I Eat, African-American owned. We're going to have our first Gary Nolan, it's going to be our first black Gary Nolan Health Support Group meeting. We had a meeting there in November, a year and a half ago or so, and we had over 30 people there. And we had a wonderful meeting. This is a great restaurant, great people. And we're going to show a film, a vegan film, by Arnold Garand. It's the best film I've ever seen about being a vegan, a vegetarian, ever. It lasts about 30 minutes, and we have a discussion. The man who makes the film is going to be there. So make sure you, if you're in that area, come. You don't have to be African-American or black. You can be anybody. Hey, I'm going. I'm a Latino. And, Monica's going there. He's just called. She lives in that area. And we're going to be wonderful. So then the next show we're going to have, the next talk show will be in Santa Monica, July 17th, the Wednesday, in Santa Monica. The lady there that does wonderful work there, she's going to speak. We'll give you all the details and information later. Or check, call me back and check with me. And that's going to be at 7 o'clock at night, Wednesday, July 17th. There, and I've got a group of people in Long Beach, there's a juice bar and a health store right next to each other. And the lady that runs the juice bar, Faith Kincaid, is going to speak. We're going to show the film Joy of Juicing. It's going to be a great, great meeting in Long Beach, different area. Then I've got the Gateway. We're negotiating to have a meeting there. It's over on West LA and by Barrington near Ocean Park. And that will be sometime in the near future. There's some great ideas for that. Then we have more potential places to have meetings. I'm in negotiation with several people that want to do meetings. So a lot of meetings, a lot of work. That's why I need volunteers. Greg, you just call in when somebody has any questions or we get Anna back on the line or whatever. Okay, I'm here. Otherwise, we have to wind the show down and finish up. If we don't have much time left. Be sure to rate us on iTunes. Be sure to give me your comments on what you want to hear. Be sure to call in like you're doing, like Monica did and like Anna almost did, about questions, statements, about what's going on. I'll try to leave time towards the end of the show for that. Also, at the beginning of all my shows, I'm going to give some latest information on health for 2, 3, 4 minutes. Latest information on what's going on in the world, some things that people are doing. For example, in Brazil right now, as we speak, major protests against the government because they're having the World Cup soccer matches in 2014, the summer. Then 2 years later, they have the Olympics, 2016. And the government in Brazil is putting all their money into that and nothing for the poor, for the poor protesters, because the poor have been left out. The upper class, the rich, maybe even some of the middle class, are able to exist. But there's so many poor people in Brazil, in the capital, Rio de Janeiro, in Ponce, in that second city that we call right now. But there's a lot of activity in Brazil, protests. I wouldn't be surprised if they protest during the World Cup and again during the Olympics, because there's a lot of, and all of Central America and South America is changing. They're throwing dictators out. We've got Indians that are running for office now and going to win, already winning. We're throwing out dictators. We're throwing out bad people. CIA, FBI used to go in with hitmen. They would go into countries and they kill two guys that just to make them president. They go into countries that just chose a new president and they tell them, look, we want to give you this money and this gift and help us out. We want you to work with us, with our corporations and our people, and work with us. In other words, do what they say, USA. And if the guy said no, guess what? A few weeks or months later, he's on an airplane in the middle of the sky and a bomb goes off. He's dead. Who did? Well, guess who? And it's terrible. But guess what? Those people are no longer around because South America, Central America is changing fast. One of our great, quite often, guests is Miguel Pinker Salas. He's a professor of Latin American Studies at Pomona College. And he is renowned as probably the best speaker on Latin America and other issues in the world. The guy's got many, many honors and awards. We're just lucky to have him. He gave us all the scoop about Hugo Chavez before he died and when he died and what was going on in the country. So anyway, we have to wind the show down. No more callers in here. No problem. I guess you're shy or whatever. Greg, you put the music on when we're ready to finish up. And any questions, buddy and Greg, let me know. This show is on every week. I want you to call in. We're talking about health, activism, GMOs. We're going to talk about spirituality, positive thinking. We're going to talk about activism, health, exercise, yoga, dance, the arts, theater. We're going to talk about love, sex, tantra, puja. These things some of you haven't heard about. Erectile dysfunction. I've got an expert coming on that. So we can make this a better world. More love, more good things. So one of the secrets to making a better world is this. I'll give it to you. The world is pretty bad off, as we all know. It's getting worse and worse and worse. Climate change, the oceans are getting bad, the mammals are dying, the oceans are dirty, and the air is bad. We've got so many things going on in the air. How can we change this? We can. Through the internet. Through working together. Through activism. Through groups. Speaking up. Speak up against our leaders. Demonstrate. Have a rally. Meet them. Call them. Flood them with calls. Tell your political leaders that if they don't do the right thing, you're going to vote them out off. Boycott. And we'll maybe be on next week, I believe. Her name is Diana Reed. She's a wonderful, wonderful GM working against GMO in Monsanto in Connecticut. They just won. They are now on the ballot. They've won on the ballot. They now will not allow GMO stuff to be. Yeah, it's going to have to be labeled. Nobody's going to want it. Connecticut's a beautiful state. We're going to do that in California. We're having four or five states in the East Coast, around where New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, I believe Virginia, and up the coast. Those states are very much oriented in GMO issue, and they're going to throw out GMO. Did you know that over 60 countries in the world do not allow GMO to put their food there unless it's labeled? And everyone knows how bad it is, so they don't buy it. If we continue to do that, we're going to knock these guys for loose. Guess what they're doing in Mexico right now? They're making a deal with the government of Mexico to GMO all the corn. What's the number one food in Mexico? Corn. I went there when I was 9 years old. My grandfather was 104, and he was still alive and kicking. He was on his donkey, on a burro. And me and my brother ran out. I was 9 years old. Said, abuelito, abuelito, we'll help you off of the burro. Grandfather, let us help you. Get out of here. I don't need any help. He got up by himself. Poor head of hair, healthy, good skin, looked like he was 75 years old. 104. Why? He ate nothing but organic food. They didn't call it organic then, but it was. I watched him. He would go in the backyard. He had a wonderful array of vegetables and fruits. He'd pull out some vegetables, bring them in, cut them up, put them on the plate, we'll eat them within 10 minutes of the time we chop them up. And that is healthy. That's organic. That's fresh. The man lived to be 108. And that area where he lives in, Irapuato, Guanajuato, is now a spa. It's a mecca. It's a mineral water place. It's the healthiest place in the country of Mexico. But thank God my grandfather, my roots came from there. Now, corn in Mexico. We have Annette Aguilar is a wonderful. She speaks Spanish and English. She's talked about on both shows. She's been a co-host and guest. And she's working feverishly on the GMO issue. She was working on the Yes on 37 issue that we barely lost back in November during California. And she is just a wonderful activist. I mean, I haven't seen many activists that did some of the things that I did when I was a kid in the 70s. And this woman's doing it. We're giving the whole Latino community on the GMO issue, Spanish and English. She's working with everybody. We're talking to Pam Leary. She's the founder and the person who started the whole ballot measure in California. She spoke a few days ago at a place in Venice, in Santa Monica, California. And I talked to her before again, and I had her on my show about a month ago or so. We're going to have her on again. And we're going to have Dana Reeves from Connecticut talk. We're going to talk about July 4th. Women all over the state of the country are going to demonstrate for July 4th. They're going to have join the marches and have a contingent against the GMO Monsanto monster. So let's follow in with that. So, Greg, if there's no more listeners, just an easy bond when I'm ready to go. I'm not looking at the clock right now. I'm just speaking from the heart. I'm speaking, and that's what you want to do. You want to speak. You be truthful, be honest, be spiritual, be grateful for what you have. Be good. Think good. Drink lots of water, lots of liquid, lots of juices. Eat lots of fish. Use them. Lots of fruit. Use them. Make sure they're organic. And then we'll call cruciferous. They know I made a product called cruciferous. It's raw, sprouted vegetables. The kind you don't get anywhere. I had a speaker come to our day and all meeting 2 years ago. She brought 6, 7, 8, 9 cans of different sprouted vegetables, raw vegetables. Now they're only in one package. Getting old sells them retail for $79. I sell them for $59. It's a green, it's a cruciferous. It's got all the raw, it's got 15 different raw foods in it. I take it. It helps me. It's how people that are cells are going bad, people that have cancers, it helps reverse. It's wonderful. So that's the three things I do every day. I take the green juice, the red juice, and the cruciferous. And I take at least 4, 5, 6 a day. Sometimes I mix them up, put them in my my stainless steel container and take them with me when I go out. So I have what you need to have. Back about 4 or 5 years ago, they did a study for skin and cancer, for skin, not skin and hair, in New York mostly, but there were dermatologists around the country that were in on it. They had 300 people that took part in this 3-month study, and 95% of them, 275 of them, succeeded. The women were concerned about their wrinkles, about their turkey or their jowls underneath their neck. And most people in the study were over 35, over 40, they were 50, 60. Now, the men were concerned about hair. A lot of men lose their hair in the back of their head. Guess what? Some men that hadn't had white hair for 20 years, 60s and 70s age group, their hair came back. It's natural color. Not just white, but it's natural color. Hair came back. Not a lot of it, baby hair, small hair, but it came back. And these men couldn't believe it. It's a fact. Not all of them did it. Some of them did it. So the study consisted of Gary's 7 steps to greatness, which you see that I can remember on the top of my head. Exercise. A vegetarian diet. Vegan diet. Yoga. Meditation. Power walking. Positive thinking. Be grateful for what you have. Yoga. Positive. Those things are worth. Now, the show's coming to an end. Every Saturday, be sure to rate us on iTunes. You can check previous shows in the archive. Tell your friends about this show on the archive to listen to it. I'm here for questions, answers, statements. My number is 323-770-1925. I have Gary Noel meetings in Southern California on Sunday, June 30th in El Segundo, Sunday, June 7th in Inglewood, and Wednesday, June, July 17th in Santa Monica. And we have featured some music in Long Beach and West LA and more places. Without also. So thank you. This is the West Coast Perspective. Maybe you can probably show Progressive Radio West. That's what I'd love to do. Gary, you're listening. I know you're not. I'll talk to you about that. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for our engineer, Greg, for the producers, Jimmy Dean. And thank you for the guests. Thank you for Monica for calling in. Well, we didn't have any guests today. We had only one caller in. And thank me for being here for you. Thank you for listening. We love you all. Make sure you call again next week. Thank you so much. Que te vaya bien, adiós. Our Sunday show will be back in a few months. Thank you very much. Have a great week. Take care.